This is the story for the third night of Hanukkah. On the third night of Hanukkah, the Hanukkah flames gathered in the shul, the synagogue. On one side were all the Hanukkah flames, in the first and the second and the third nights. And in the other corner of the synagogue were all the Shamus flames. The Shamus flames are the same every night. And so it was they were gathered round the little blue sickly flame. But there was laughter in their corner. And one by one, the Hanukkah flames found themselves drifting over to listen. Our Shamus flame was telling a story. He was saying it was the funniest thing. But tonight, just before I winked out, they finished telling the story of the Merchant of Helm. Now everyone knows that when the angel was given two souls, two jars of souls to distribute throughout the earth, in her right hand she had a jar of wise souls, and in her left hand she had a jar of foolish souls, and as she flew over Helm, she caught her foot, and the jars spilt. And nobody really knows whether it was the foolish souls or the wise souls that all ended up in the city of Helm. An opinion is divided even to this day. Our little Shamus flame told the story of the Merchant of Helm and how he helped out Elijah himself. When it finished, they fluttered and they flared with laughter. All of the flames were gathered round listening. And then, one by one, all of the other Shamus flames said, "This must be the night to tell foolish stories, because in our house they told a story of Helm too." And one by one, they told the story of the fool of Helm who forgot his boots and went travelling, only to find that he couldn't find his way home, because every night he would always put his boots in the direction that he should travel. And once the boots were lost, he was lost. Another Shamus flame told the story of the fools of Helm that tried to move a mountain. Another Shamus flame told the story of the fools of Helm that tried to cut down all the trees to build a larger city. And when a stranger pointed out that they needn't carry all the trees down the mountain, merely put them on their side and roll them, they thanked him for his sage and clever advice and proceeded to carry all the trees back up to the top of the mountain and then roll them down again. The flames laughed. Even the Hanukkah flames laughed. And for one brief, glorious, bright, shining moment, the Shamus flames and the Hanukkah flames flared as one beautiful bright light before it was time for them to go and join the stars in the heavens. On the fourth night of Hanukkah, that's when the stories of the moon are told. And I'll tell you those tomorrow night. Or you can look on the blog and read some of them as well.